Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
2019 has been overall rather forgiving for markets here and abroad. So you mentioned the Straits Times Index up a respectable 4.5% thereabouts. U.S. markets have maintained their momentum for the most part. And Chinese markets are also flirting with nine-month highs. Now, it's a definite mood shift when you compare it to the end of 2018 when global markets took a beating in the fourth quarter. On the line with us now, we are joined by Arnulfo Noli de Pala. He's the CIO for TriLake Partners here in Singapore to talk to us about where they see markets going and how the first quarter of this year actually ranks. Noli, good afternoon. Are you with us?
JP, hi.
Noli, let's start off. The first quarter, to be honest, wasn't without its challenges, but overall, it's been a good first 3 months for equities. Is the market's performance more or less in line with TriLake's expectations?
Well, we don't really formulate such short-term expectations, and almost by definition, any expectations that we may have for such short periods of time would probably be low conviction. Obviously, it's a lot clearer to figure the direction of markets on a longer-term basis. But on any given day or any given week, whether the return is positive or negative, it's almost a 50-50 shot. This quarter has been, let's just say, it's a pleasant surprise. It's gone up, and it's gone up quickly, but the market is kind of lopsided. If you see the inflows into the usual suspects of funds, it's still mostly emerging markets and bond funds that were the beneficiary. The most actively managed mutual funds were not in this rally, and the retail market is definitely late to it.
And so if we do see funds flowing quickly to these emerging markets and other places, Noli, is there a chance that the Lord might give and the Lord might take away down the road if we start to see some risks come up that could threaten some of these fund flows?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. There is always a chance that this may not have legs. I don't think the bull market is over. However, we in TriLake expect some choppy moments over the next quarter. It's not unreasonable to expect this little upshot to be followed by a big downturn down to about 2,200 for the S&P. And that would be perfectly normal as far as our expectations are concerned. We are very cautious on equities. We've lightened up quite a bit. We've been lightening up for quite a while, and we're just taking advantage of this rally as well. We're not getting out of the market, obviously, but we're just gravitating towards more quality.
Let's take a look at something that's a bit more longer term in nature. We are a couple of months after we saw some flashpoints that showed that the U.S. yield curve was threatening to invert, and after that, you saw central banks around the world hold off on hiking rates. The Fed declared that they won't be lightening their balance sheet past the end of the year. Are the odds of a recession now looking less and less likely, or is that something we shouldn't be discounting just yet?
I think the runway just got a little longer after Chairman Powell gave that statement sometime in December, and after the ECB did what it's done. It's made that runway toward any thing at the end of that runway a little longer. I don't think there are that many people who are thinking of a possibility of a recession this year. Not at all. Most put it at 2021 that I can see. We are more concerned about asset prices rather than slowdown in global economic activity at this point.
Noli, TriLake is obviously in the business of risk management. Now, are there any risks out there that you're probably preparing for that perhaps many people in the markets have not really taken note of? And if so, how is TriLake preparing for some of these potential risks?
That is the strangest thing. Usually the risks that the market knows, you know, the things, the known unknowns, right? The known knowns. We all look at it, we all measure it, and there's often a broad consensus about the possibility of credit spreads widening or equity bubbles or things like that. But over the last couple of years, it's really been geopolitical risk that everybody has talked about more so than in my previous 30 years in the market. Geopolitical risk is just heightened over the last couple of years. So that's probably the hardest thing to quantify. There are obviously some firms who try to specialize in that thing. Whether or not they're successful, I don't know. So that's something, and it's more of a, it's not binary. The outcomes are very myriad, and it's hard to predict. So that's where we are. one way to look at it is, okay, where is geopolitical risk going to be heightened or going to increase around the world? And where is it not likely to increase? So probably one way to play it is to look for places where you're not likely to see it get any worse.
All right. That's Nolly Dapala, the CIO of TriLake Partners. We thank you for your time and for sharing your insights with us on where markets are heading and what type of risks TriLake is at least trying to brace themselves for in the coming months.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.